This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talk every now and then with Kate Betts, usually when there's a fashion thing I don't quite understand, or we need to explain why what's hot at Fashion Week is hot at Fashion Week. Kate's been a journalist in that world for a while now, a career she got started on in Paris, of course, not long after she got out of college. It's all recounted in her new memoir. It's called My Paris Dream. Kate, it's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start with something your mom said to you as you were getting ready to go. There was a little waffling, a little, post-college angst, I guess. And
yep.
your mom finally gets fed up and says, you can always come back. Just go.
Yeah, she did. She had a big hand in my decision to do this. And coincidentally, that is the great journalistic mantra. Just go there, right?
Yeah.
So, and I wanted to be a journalist. So I guess I listened to her. Mother knows best.
always. You get there, and you had some French in you, but not a whole lot, and you wind up learning from the kids of the family that you were staying with.
Yes, that is one of the great lessons of learning a foreign language, I guess. Not just the language, but the whole culture and the traditions and the codes, you know, the French codes. And my friend Tanya did say to me, you won't learn French unless you live with a family that has young kids. And she was right. And the kids only spoke in slang. And it's like a whole other language that you don't learn in school.
There is a moment in this book when you realize that fashion journalism is what you want to do. And it's when you're standing there talking to Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah, that was a real moment for me because I realized that this was such an interesting subculture and such an interesting group of people and characters, and that you didn't necessarily have to be, you know, reporting from Hanoi to be considered a serious journalist. You could really write about anything, and if you did it in an interesting way, and if the characters were compelling enough, then that was enough for journalism.
And yet you say, you know, fashion is a world that grinds people up and spits them out in pursuit of the next product. It seems frivolous and deadly, deadly serious at the same time.
Well, it's a huge business, and it's also, you know, predicated on change, because if it didn't change, then we wouldn't need to buy anything new. So, yes, it's this ephemeral idea of, you know, you've got to have what's new, what's new, what's new. And people like Saint Laurent were incredibly good at mixing their own a sense of aesthetics with a sense of commerce and creating what's new and creating something that women had to have.
There's a thing you talk about as you were learning how to do fashion journalism. It's this thing, this idea that the next big thing in fashion is always based on somebody's hunch. And it's, I guess, the next big thing in fashion journalism, right, is you finding the next big thing is going with your hunch, going with your gut.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's true of anything in journalism. You have to be curious and you have to seek out stories and ideas. And I remember one of the great lessons from Fairchild that I learned, and I always pass this on to people who work for me.
Yeah, this is your time at Women's Wear Daily.
Right. He always insisted that we answer our own phone and always answer the phone, because you never know if it's your next story or your next scoop or where it's going to take you. And I feel like that's what it takes to find the next big thing in fashion. And then part of it is also just having an antenna that's highly tuned to an industry that is changing all the time. And always, you know, if everything is short today, then you know that tomorrow it's going to be long, because fashion always reacts against itself.
It's a book by Kate Betts called My Paris Dream. Kate, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.